to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Good afternoon and welcome to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. So I don't know about you, but I love nighttime. I love it when everything stops and the phone stops ringing and kid goes to bed, husband's actually in bed, and everything is quiet so that I can think clearly and I don't have any distractions. And this is my time to do with what I want, anything that I want. Usually it's working, but at least it's quiet. And there is a companion there in the middle of the night with me, someone who's trustworthy, someone who is always going to be there for me, someone who is there every time I turn on the radio. It's George Norrie. He's the host of the most listened to late night radio talk show on over 500 stations across the country, coast to coast AM. It was started by the legendary Art Bell about 25 years ago.
He started off not in syndication, but
he put it together.
And it was really a political show at the time, Lisa. And then he kind of evolved into the strange and mysteries. And so I took that and then tweaked it a little bit a few years ago.
And you've done very, very well ever since then and have millions and millions. I'm not alone, by the way. I'm in the middle of the night with my companion on the radio with a million other people out there listening. Your listeners are hardcore.
Yes.
They are dedicated, committed. They hang with you for 4 hours. They've been with you for many years. They are very committed people.
They are the best and intelligent, too. If you're not ready, when you go on the air to answer a question during open lines that they throw out at you, they will get you because they are sharp people.
What do they come up with?
Everything. Everything from what year did this asteroid almost hit the planet to, you know, when did the Edmund Fitzgerald sink? Are you going to have a show on that? And how many sailors went down and ship people? And, I mean, they just check into everything. But thank God there's the Internet because I've kind of got that attached to my arm when I'm on the air. And we've got this brand new system where I have, you've heard of, you know, Palm Pilots, right? Mm. Well, I have a Palm computer that was stitched into my hand.
Oh yeah? And you take this with you everywhere?
Yeah, and I just dial it up and look at my hand, and there it is. It's a new device. Nobody else has one.
I have seen you in that studio.
You believe this, don't you?
You multitask more than anyone I have seen on the air.
Yes.
You've just got like an octopus. You've got arms here, and you're doing this, and you're talking to this person, and you're on the air, and you're phenomenal. In the studio. Do you do a lot of prep for your shows?
Oh, endless.
Endless.
Huh? Endless. I spend 70% of my time in Los Angeles, 30% in St. Louis. My prep time in L.A. is anywhere from 1 p.m. until I'm off the air at 2 a.m. Mm. Constant, which includes listener emails, stories, angles. We change the program. We have what is called a floating format, which means if anything happens during the day that is different or unusual, we may toss out the scheduled guest who has been arranged 2 or 3 weeks ago because I want to stay current,
right.
I want to stay fresh, and we have to do that. And we've done that on a number of occasions, too.
And that is what's needed in radio. It's about being current. It's about being believable. It's about being trustworthy.
Yes.
And you cover all of that.
We do it all with that little coast-to-coast spin.
Which is?
Which people enjoy. It's just different. I don't even like to say it's weird or offbeat. It's just different. A friend of mine works out of St. Louis, and he gets off late. And every night he turns on the radio, and he says, I can't stop listening to this. There are people who will stop their car in their driveway because they might not have a radio that works well in their house. They'll sit out in the driveway for 2 hours or 3 hours.
And that's the cool thing about that is you really don't have anywhere else to be.
Yeah.
And you can do that. During the day, people got to go in and out and errands and stuff like that. You've got that that's why people are so dedicated. And I used to do that. I used to listen to art at night, and I would go to sleep to this paranormal information, and I would wake up freaked out. But I... But that's what a lot of people, it's addicting.
Yeah, it really is. My son works at Harrah's in St. Louis, and he kind of watches people in these glass bubbles from above. Yeah. And so every once in a while, I'll pop in there. And I was sitting there playing a little blackjack at the $5 table, uh-huh. by the way. And the pit boss came up to me, and she's about a 72-year-old woman. And in front of all these guys, she goes, "You know, I went to bed with you last night." And all these guys are looking at me like, "All right, George, what, you know, to each its own." And
that's good. It's good for the image. The book that you have written, which is this your first book?
This is my first.
Very first book. And it's great. It's called Worker in the Light, co-authored by Bill Burns. And it's a self-help book more than it is about your experiences, which I find interesting. Why did you choose to do a book about self-help as opposed to the UFOs or some of the other conspiracy theories you guys talk
about?
Know,
those books have been done, and there are countless numbers of them out there in the New Age section, wherever you go in a bookstore. And I wanted to, when I first got the Coast to Coast job full-time, which was 3.5 years ago, almost four now, how quickly time flies, I wanted to write a book that had some exposure about my experience in the strange and mysteries of the world, but with lessons that I have gone through. And I'll tell you an interesting story in a moment on how I got Coast to Coast that will help people. My aunt used to be a psychiatrist here in Los Angeles. She changed her entire practice from sitting, you know, in her chair while people were lying down in their couch trying to figure out what's wrong with them to being a psychiatrist about the paranormal. And she changed her whole life, and she was obsessed with, strangely died in her tub when a radio fell into it of all
wow.
things, right?
Wow.
Thank God I wasn't on the air at the time. It might have been my show that did her in.
That would have been bad, yeah.
But I wanted to write a book that would include some lessons learned so that all of us in what I consider to be a very trying, troubled time right now would be able to at least pull themselves away from the day-to-day routines, the stress of every day. I mean, you ever drive now? You see the road ragers out there?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I know.
It's absolutely crazy. People need to get a grip of themselves before it's too late.
And it's not like traffic's new.
I mean,
it's been around for
a long
time.
But it's this way, Lisa, in everything they do. It's not just driving. It's going shopping. It's sitting at a restaurant. It's going home to the person you're supposed to love. People are losing it, primarily because of world events, primarily because some people are financially strapped. And what I hope to do with this book, Worker in the Light, is at least to give people lessons on how they can tap into this inner self and what I call the wireless internet of life, because it's out there. It's what you're tapped into, and I'm tapped into, and your producer Gina is tapped into. We all share it, and hopefully some people will begin to understand that you can get into it and accomplish some incredible things.
What type of advice do you give people in the book? Just an idea of how do you deal with that? Because, I mean, you do a lot of shows about the fact that we are being manipulated as a country with orange alerts and red alerts and fear, and who knows where it's really coming from. Is it Big Brother? Is it systematic? What is it? It absolutely decreases the immune system, raises the stress levels in our lives, compromises our relationships. What can you do?
The biggest advice I give people is to start erasing negativity from your life. Look, we're human beings. We're going to wake up in the morning and not feel great. We're going to get into a fight with someone we care about and love. These things are going to happen to us. And if they don't, you're not a human being. You're an android like my producer Tom is.
Uh-huh.
By the way, we're going to have to replace his battery soon before he just sits down and shuts down. But people are human beings. But you have to be able to pull yourself away from that. And if you stay negative all the time, it just isn't going to happen. So my biggest recommendation to people is create positiveness around you. And that's one of the things in Worker in the Light. I try to show them how to do that so that when these real events occur, these upsetting events in your life, these tragedies in your life, that you can rebound from them quicker rather than stay in it and let it eat away at you. Because once it does eat away at you, you've lost it. It's not going to happen.
Exactly. Now, have you done this in your own life?
Absolutely, in a lot of ways. But the fun one for me was in 1996, I was working at a radio station in St. Louis, coming into work at night, playing around with the dial as I was driving on this lonely interstate, and I heard Art Bell for the first time. And I said, this guy's interviewing people I know. He's doing subject matter I love. How cool is this? Mm. How come I'm not doing this show? Ah. And
What were you doing at the time?
I was doing just a late night talk show, just taking it easy, doing my thing. As a matter of fact, the first time I did the show in St. Louis was for a station that had not had a late night audience. And it's a talk show, so I go on the air and there's no callers. I had no guest. I had nothing. So I sat there.
That's awesome.
And I had my producer pull the old song from Peter, Paul, and Mary, "Where Have All the Flowers Gone?" And on the air, as they were going, "Where have all the flowers?" Well, I potted down flowers and yelled, "Phone calls!" And I did that for 10 minutes. I just kept playing the song, and I kept saying, "Phone calls!" Until people got so fed up with me, they started calling. And then I developed a relationship with people, and we became the number one rated show in St. Louis. But anyway, so I hear this Art Bell guy, and I said, I want to do this show. I started the techniques that I put in Worker and the Light to get this show. I started concentrating on the people who were the executives at the network that hired Art Bell. And I would visualize them. I'd go on the internet and find out that so-and-so, is the executive producer of Coast to Coast. So-and-so heads up the network. I started concentrating on these people. And this is how it gets even weirder. I concentrated on these people, and within a year and a half, they made a phone call to me, a cold call, saying, "Hey, have you heard of Coast to Coast?" I went, "Yeah." And they said, "We've heard what you do. How would you like to fill in for Art Bell once in a while?" So I thought about it for about a second. And I jumped on it, and I've never looked back. But to talk about the irony of synchronicity, I meet the president of my network, who's one of the most delightful, intuitive guys I've ever met, Craig Kitchen. Huh. And, Craig and I hit it off, and I looked at him and said, "Craig, not only do you look like a guy I worked with in St. Louis, in Detroit, but I said, his air name was Ken Thomas, but his real last name was Ken Kitchen, and I was his producer." And Craig just stopped in his tracks, and he said, "That was my father."
Oh, my God.
He said, "Do you remember this little kid that used to come in with him sometimes?" And I said, "Was that you?"
Wow.
And it sure was.
Talk about the law of attraction.
Yeah, and it's there. Lisa, I'm telling you, it is out there. And once you tap into it, once you're in the groove, it'll take you to places that you can only imagine.
It is. It is the great. I got goosebumps by that when you said that, because, I mean, that is, you walk your talk.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You created this way, and I completely can relate to you on going through that, because I'm doing these visualizations as well. And I know where there's blocks, and then I got to keep going in there with an eraser. But the idea of creating it, have you seen the movie The Secret?
No.
Oh, you got to check that out. But
have you seen The Green Mile?
No.
Oh, that you have to. It's an old one.
Oh, is it? Okay,
but
about law of attraction?
Well, it's different. It's about a guy who has been given a God gift of healing. But it's one of the best I've ever seen. My producer and I rented it just to see it. Mm. And it's got some old music in it, like dancing cheek to cheek and things like that. But you have to watch it. And I promised Tom that I would say this saying.
What?
It's one of his favorites.
What is it?
"He know what they do." It's in the movie, but you got to get the movie.
You guys are two peas in a pod. You guys are so funny. So now, do you consider yourself a skeptic, or are you a believer?
A little bit of both. I have an open mind. I will interview people with an open mind. I will interview phone callers with an open mind. I'm not a debunker by any means. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of things that happen in this universe that are unexplained. I believe in God. I don't know what God is. I don't know if it's an energy source or a being, but there are things that are going on in this universe that are unexplained to me. I believe in angels. I believe angels were created before we were and are very natural as we are, but they're on a different plane of existence. They tend to have the ability to cross over more than we do. I believe in life after death. I believe in reincarnation. I believe in physical extraterrestrial life. I believe that they have visited us, that we have been genetically altered. I believe
that you've seen that firsthand.
There are groups on this planet who are out to get us, groups of people who would profit on our babies if they could. And I think it's one of my roles and missions to point that out to people and at least let people know that they're not alone in all of this. We're all in this together.
Do you know that you're very psychic?
Yes. Or psychotic sometimes.
Same thing.
Pretty intuitive, I think.
Yeah.
It's an intuition that I have that's very strong.
You just listed the questions that I have on this paper.
Really?
Yeah.
And without my reading glasses, there's no way I would have been able to see it.
Oh, you wouldn't.
So there you go. That's proof. That's
awesome. That's really great. So I'll just throw this one.
And the interview's over. Nice to meet you, Lisa. You're a delightful lady.
That was awesome. Listen, we are in the beginning phases of our fun drive here. We've got the first day of the Aware Show on the KPFK fun drive. It's the fall fun drive here at the station. George is here in studio with me, which I love. Hearing your voice and seeing you is just a trip.
You are delightful, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, most people in radio don't look the part. You,
how do you look?
Look great.
I look like a
you
microphone.
You do.
Thank you. Well, it's daytime. So I have five signed copies right here in front of me that George has personally signed for you guys. If you're going to give us a call right now, 818-985-KPFK. Worker in the Light is the name of the book. George Norrie is my guest, and it is a wonderful book about unlocking your five senses and liberating your limitless potential, which is on the front of the book. But he goes into, of course, a lot more of that in the book about going beyond those five senses, by the way, and unlocking your secrets to your own unlimited spiritual growth. This is a really good book. Phone number here is 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. I have five signed copies right here. So the first five people that call us are going to get a signed book. You do need to use your credit card only when you do that. It is a $125 pledge. You're supporting listener-sponsored radio, which we, by the way, have been around on this model for 40 years, listener-sponsored, and we keep going strong. It is a phenomenal model, KPFK is. It's 90% volunteers.
Absolutely.
For 40 years. People are here because they want to be, and we're passionate about what we do, and we're excited about what we do, and people come in there and volunteer in the phone room. We have party atmospheres here at the during the fun drive, so it's a good time. So when people call in, you guys are a part of this station that you have built by yourself. You dictate a lot here because you're the only reason we exist, so we listen to you. 818-985-5735. Those books are almost gone, so keep the phone lines ringing. We have probably one more book to give away, 818-985-KPFK. So let's get the phone lines ringing. We have about two more lines, and then the five copies were gone, but there are an unlimited amount of supply of the copies as well of the books. By the way, have you spoken to, I know this interview is about you, but I got to ask about Art because he has, you know, he creates such a mystery.
He's strange. Now he is strange.
He is. Tell me a little bit about, I mean, I know he's now in Malaysia.
He's in the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
And you don't know what just happened.
I do. I actually
you
heard.
Do? Yeah, yes, he's going to be a father.
Yeah, that's amazing. Which is
way to go, Art.
Which is just he's going into all backwards again into that form of his life as being a.
I guess he wasn't abducted after all, you know.
Is he already a father?
Yes.
He's got other kids, right?
Yeah, he's got one son. And
that's right.
He lives in the States.
That's right.
And he started a new life when his second wife passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And Art's the kind of guy to need to do it fast. Everything in his life is fast. And he was at a very depressed point in his life. And we talk about exercises to pull out of it.
Mm.
There wasn't much that he was able to do to pull out of it. And then he met a woman over the internet in the Philippines, and it changed his life. And
he's had
he's
quite
happy,
a life.
And then he picked up and he moved out there, and that's where he is. And he's doing our weekends for us through the magic of radio and technology. It sounds like he's next door.
Yeah.
And he's having a great time doing it.
And now he's about to slow way down.
Well, all I know is that when he's on the air, wherever he may be, we may hear crying in the background.
At least he'll be up with the baby for a while.
That's right.
Now, in terms of you, George, where are you going with this in 5, 10 years from now? What do you hope to be doing?
Well, here we are. We're on the tail end of 2006. And I had announced 5 years ago that I wanted to take this show through the Mayan calendar end date, which is December 21st, 2012. An end date that we just don't know what's going to happen. Is there going to be some kind of astrological disaster? Will there be polar shifts? Will it just be an era of enlightenment, which is what I think? Nobody knows what's going to happen. So I wanted to at least take, and that's a Friday night, by the way, so I can open up the lines in 2012.
Wow.
I wanted to take Coast to Coast to the end of 2012. That would have made me 62 years old. I was going to retire. And over the last 2 years, I've changed my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I've decided I'm going to have them take me out on a gurney, and I'm not going to retire. I'm going to just keep going with this program. We're doing a couple other interesting things. We are in the closing stages of finishing a pilot for the Sci-Fi Network, which would allow us to do a paranormal Monday through Friday talk show, and then I'll do Coast to Coast, obviously, late at night.
The Twilight Zone is back,
and,
yes!
But the big thing is
CBS
has just optioned the story of my life. I don't know why they would, but they want to dramatize Coast to Coast at night, and we're really excited about it because we're going through from the script stage now where they've approved the funding for that. That so if they like the script, and it's a great concept, David Mills, who has written some heavy hitter shows for television, is our lead writer. Chris Conti is our executive producer.
Oh, great.
And I only see success
with
this.
Excellent.
And if it gets through the script stage, it goes to pilot. And then if they like the pilot, it'll be on the air, hopefully in the fall of next year. The only thing I've asked them is get Andy Garcia to play my part.
That'd
instead
be great.
Of some ogre. That's all I want.
What about simulcasting Coast to Coast?
You know, we thought of that, and I ruled it out because I'm comfortable when I'm on the air. Mm. And whether I'm in jeans and a shirt or, you know, in a suit, depending on the day.
Eating a pizza during the break.
No, I never eat on the air because it shuts down my throat, believe it or not. Mm. But the point is I want to be comfortable. You know, I don't want to be like Howard Stern did when he was doing his E! Entertainment TV simulcast as well. I want to be me, and I don't want anything to take away from that. And if there's a camera there, I may be more concerned about, you know, is my hair parted right?
Yeah.
I want, when I'm in the studio for those 4 or 5 hours, because I have an option to go an extra hour if I want,
wow.
I want to concentrate on that program for our millions of listeners. And I don't want any outside influence to affect that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a camera in the studio would do that to me.
Sounds like you've thought that one through.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. Now, you can see George Norrie live and in person tomorrow night. He's doing a book tour, and he's going to be here in Pasadena tomorrow night, Thursday, October 12th, from 5 to 7 at the Borders in Pasadena. It's the B, Borders, not the other B, the Borders store in Pasadena. Tomorrow night from 5 to 7, he's going to be signing copies of Worker in the Light. It's, the last few book signings that you've done across the country have gone very well.
Yes, they've sold out. They've run short. It was kind of neat in Portland. I'm at Powell Bookstores, and some old crusty guy came up to me after the signing, and he said, "You know, this was the second biggest audience I've ever seen at this place." And I said, "Oh, really?" And of course, they say second, so you wonder who the heck is first. He said, "First, I think, was John Kennedy."
Whoa.
And I went, you know what? That's pretty good company.
I'll take it. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, George,
thank you, Lisa,
for being with me this afternoon and for hanging out here in the daytime, which is great. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. Go to the Borders tomorrow night, Pasadena, from 5 to 7. George Norrie's going to be there signing books. Worker in the Light is the name of the title of the book. And just a pleasure to have you here.
Likewise.
Thank you for honoring me and being here.
Whatever you need. Thanks.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Good luck on the fundraiser. Everybody pledge.
That's what we're going for right now. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. We have, I don't know, we have one signed book left here, and it is in the studio. George has just signed the books here, right here, live and in person, so you can go ahead and give us a credit card, and we will send a signed copy of these books to you.